Black oak, Quercus volutina, is a tree restricted to drier sites, particularly on sandy soils. It's much more common in southern Wisconsin than in northern Wisconsin. The leaves of black oak are notoriously variable, making identification tricky. They can be broad and rather shallowly lobed like a red oak, or rather deeply and narrowly lobed like a pin oak. The sinuses of sun leaves make somewhat of an open C shape. You can see this really well on the right leaf. In summer, there's often a woolly layer of rusty-colored hairs on the underside of the leaves that's easily rubbed off. The bark is dark, and the vertical fissures are broken up, giving it a blocky appearance. If you cut it, the inner bark is yellow to orange in color. The twigs can be distinguished from red oak by having caramel-colored buds with a reddish pubescence and are usually stouter than in the northern pin oak. You'll notice the buds are clustered at the tips of the branches, but unfortunately, that's a characteristic of all oaks, not just black oak. The acorns are rather small, not much bigger than a penny in diameter in any case, and the cup covers almost half the nut. It has thin scales that sometimes present a shaggy appearance, and the inside of the cup is also pubescent.